no longer illegal in the state, Marylanders should not continue to face barriers to housing, employment, or educational opportunities based on convictions for conduct that is no longer illegal, end quote. In today's weather, it's currently about 83 degrees in New York and 89 degrees in D.C. That's all for your headline news this hour. For WPFW Washington and WBAI New York, I'm Darnia Samuels. Please be safe and thank you for listening.
Tap, tap, a tap, tap, wham, bop, tap, a tap, tap. Gold Mary in the bag and tied around my neck for my protection. I'm walking around, big old sack on my back, coming in your direction. What kind of tea do you like? I got it. I'm the medicine man, herb from the land, yeah. Oh, I'm the herb man, come see me. Oh, I'm the herb man, you all come see me. Hey, rosemary, calm your nerves, got peppermint leaf to get rid of my fever. I keep periwinkle to get some love now. Whoa, I got hug me clothes to make my backbone strong. Go. Cola tonic for my blood, dandelion for my bones, y'all. I can leave to keep away flies. Hot lady cayenne for my pressure. Oh, I'm the herb man, come see me. Oh, I'm the herb man, you all come see me. Get the children out of the way now. No, you can't smoke this, sir. This is for salad. Yes, salad. Herb man.
And good afternoon. This is Dr. Theodore Watkins, and welcome to another episode of To Your Health. It's a program designed not only to inform, but also to turn your life and health around. I am your host to Your Health, and I am accompanied by my able assistant, Mr. Frank Smith. How are you doing today, Brother Frank?
Doing well, Doc. How about you?
I'm doing extremely well. You know, our topic today is male health. You know, yesterday was Father's Day. And I, for one, was treated royally by my family. You know, Frank, they arranged for me to get a 90-minute massage.
Wow.
And that was followed by a sauna treatment. And then we went out for a healthy meal with the family. And it was relaxing and very inspiring. But interestingly enough, this has been the pattern of my children for about the last 10 years or more, all right? That is, to make sure that at least on Father's Day, their father does something to promote his health, all right?
Excellent.
You know, what I believe they're trying to say to me is, Daddy, we love you. and because we love you, we want you to be around. And so we're going to emphasize that you take time and promote your health. If for no other time but on Father's Day. You know, now Frank, I mentioned this because I believe that more children and more family needs to take a page from the pattern that my children have set.
Mm-hmm.
Because men, especially Black men, are an endangered species. Now it's interesting because I never suggested that my children do this. You know, they just called me up and they said, "Dad, this is what we want to do. You know, we want to make sure you have the right kind of clothes, got the right kind of shoes, because we go out and get physical." Now, you know, there's some interesting statistics when it comes to men's health. You know, there was some research done a few years ago, and they projected that by this year, 2024, that there would be an estimate of more than 7 million more women than men. 7 million more women than men. Now, this is significant, even though that there's more male babies born. All right? There's more male babies born, but when we look at the population in America, for every 100 women, there are only 50 men. I mean, 80 men.
Wow.
So there's like 20% less males living. Something is killing off our men. And of course, this is especially true when it comes to Black men.
Oh, yeah.
Because Black men in the United States suffer worse health than any other racial group in America. Therefore, Black men have the lowest life expectancy. They have the highest death rate compared to men and women of other racial and ethnic groups, you know? And when we look at the 7 million Black men, the disparities in health statistics when compared to others just highlight the great need for us to address this issue and address the cause. There are probably a number of reasons for this, you know. We, you know, some of the research points out that some of the factors are racial discrimination, you know.
Mm-hmm, sure.
There's a higher rate of incarceration of Black men. There's a much higher rate of unemployment. There's a lack of affordable health services, poor health education.
Mm-hmm.
There are cultural barriers. There's poverty. There's excess to health insurance. And there's insignificant medical and social services. You know, all of these are factors, you know, and they all together, when we look at it, the result is that they impact negatively the life, the quality of life and health of Black men. All right? So if we just take a moment and look at some of the statistics, you know, we hate to look at statistics, the numbers, you know, but let's look at some numbers. Black men live 7.1 years less than other racial groups.
What?
All right. So now we said, well, 7 years, that ain't a lot. Wait, 7 years is a lot.
that's a lot.
You know, folk don't want to die one day sooner, you know, and this is 7 times 365.
And I bet you that they are unhealthy years too.
Yes, because they have a higher death rate than women for all of the leading causes of death.
Mm.
for all of the leading causes of death. They experience disproportionately higher death rates and all of the leading causes of deaths. So this is crazy. Black men are 40%. Black men die 40% more prematurely from heart disease. 40% of black men die prematurely of heart disease compared to 21% of white men. So, in other words, the death rate from heart disease is twice among black men. Twice. All right? There's higher incidence and higher death rates from oral cancer. Black men are five times more likely to die of HIV. You know, when you look at other health statistics, 40% of black men are considered overweight. 24% are, because it used to be 24%. Now it's up to 38% of black men are obese. 38%, you know, black men suffer more preventable oral diseases that are treatable. All right. There's higher incidence of diabetes. There's higher incidence of prostate cancer. You know, in fact, black men have the highest incidence of death from prostate cancer than anyone in the world. All right. In the world. All right. There's higher suicide rates. Suicide is the third leading cause of death in young black men 15 to 24. The third leading cause of death. Now, as we look at these numbers, Frank, we look at these statistics, I want us to look at them with the eye for making changes. All right? See, we need to be part of the solution. And so I want you to get on the phone. The number is 202-588-0893. I want you to call and I want you to talk about what we can do. I want you to talk about what we should be doing. And more importantly, I want you to talk about what we are willing to do in our community to extend the lives of black men. All right. Now what we need to understand, Brother Frank, that when you do it to the least of these, then you're doing it to everybody, you know? Because if we can take care of the low-hanging fruit, then we're going to impact, you know? So whatever you do for yourself, you're also going to be doing for others. And so I need folk to give us a call. 202-588-0893. And I want us to start talking about what we're going to do to change. See, I'm saying this, Brother Frank, because I know that a lot of people, when they hear these numbers, they feel overwhelmed.
Oh, yeah.
You know, they feel hopeless and helpless. But I just believe, I'm crazy enough to believe that if we can build the pyramids and we can do all these other things, come on, all these different cures, that we can make a difference. So give us a call. The number is 202-588-0893. What can we, should we, what are we willing to do to make a difference? Let's go to the phone. Just call her. You're on the line.
Yes, sir. Dr. Watson.
Yes.
I'm listening to you, and you just killed all the black men a while ago. You just literally kill all black men. Because if black man wasn't strong by God's design, we would not be here, because everybody want to kill us. Look at Palestine. Look at Africa today. So when you said we're in danger species, you're right. Because everybody want to kill us. And the only thing that going to save us, we crossbreeding with other people. So when they think they're putting us down, they're definitely not. I do not like that murder that you just commit, Dr. Watson. You're a great man and you say great things. But I think you just kill a whole lot of black men. And you actually name some of the things. Poor, no money.
Well, don't shoot the messenger.
Well, I never shoot the messenger, because if you were shooting the messenger, you and me would not be here.
Yeah.
But I'm telling you.
We're pointing out the problem. But what I want us to do, what I want you to do is help us with the solution. All right. We've identified the problem. Now we got to move. Hold it. I believe, and this is the way I think, I believe a problem exists for one reason, and that is to find a solution. All right? And so I want to identify the problem, and I've identified part of the problem. I've done it in a superficial way, I admit. But it's to bring us to the point that we're willing to tackle it and solve it. All right?
You know, sometimes I listen to you guys, and you're a great doctor. And there's a lot of great doctors. And what the doctor is doing to save life, it is so great. But yet they send all these people to go to war to get murdered. So what are we doing? Some people just said, to hell with it, because they're killing us just the same. People not even living to die now. You say 70? I'm 83 years old right now, and you got a lot of young green men is dying off a motorbike, dying off a car accident, dying by gunshot, kids in the school, they getting shot in the school.
So what I want you to do, and I'm about to cut you, because there's several other callers on. But what I want you to do, I want you to force yourself to think not problem, think solution. But thank you so much. You're getting us started, and we appreciate it. I'm proud of that 83 years that you have, my brother.
Oh, yeah.
The number is 202-588-0893. 202-588-0893. We're talking about solution. Yes, caller, you're on the line.
Good evening, Dr. Watkins. This is Gary calling from Gaithersburg, Maryland.
All right, brother.
Three common things.
I was in Gaithersburg yesterday. That's where I was getting my treatment on, man.
All right.
Yeah, that's great, man.
There's three things that are common to every man, woman, and child on the planet Earth. That's food, air, and water. And if we don't protect those three, they will ultimately do us in. Food, we can do something about, because we can make a conscious decision to go plant-based.
All right.
It'll cure a lot of things, but most things, it'll cure. Plant-based is the way to go, and I have you to thank for that. Secondly, air. Why are they building plants and highways and freeways through our neighborhoods?
Yeah.
Other communities don't let that happen. They fight vigorously to oppose these kind of things, because we're breathing that air that comes from all these plants and these cars and automobiles that are in our communities.
All right.
Water is the real issue, because if you don't have quality water, you're doing yourself in long term. But it's a slow death, but it's certain. So we have to drink quality water. We have to be careful about where we live, if we can. And most importantly, we have to eat the right foods.
You're hitting some very powerful things, and we have to. I suggest that we have to approach it from a micro and a macro. The micro is in our specific environment, our homes, our communities. We need to control the food, the water, and the air in the community. You know, we need to fight to keep those plants out of our community. You know, I remember this lady in Baton Rouge, Louisiana. They wanted to build this petroleum refinery in her community. And she fought them and fought them and fought them. I mean, the governor got on her, the mayor got on her, but she would not give in. And she fought. And finally, they just threw up their hands and went to another community down the road and built it. But she would not. This is one lady, but she fought so much and got the other community to support her and ran them out of that community. You know, so this, we can even deal with the macro, but we got to first look at the micro. Last week, a week ago tomorrow, as we flew back in from Bermuda, my wife said we were landing in National Airport, and my wife said, "Look at the water." I said, "It's brown." Now we had just left Bermuda, all right, and in Bermuda, the water was crystal clear. You could see blue. You could see down to the bottom, you know. And here it's brown. You couldn't see anything.
Wow.
All right. And so you are right. And yet we just take this and we don't say nothing about it.
Exactly.
You know, we need to demand that our environment is dealt with. And we need to do what we can to do it. All right. But thank you so much for your insights. The number is 202-588-0893. 202-588-0893. Let's go back to our phone. Just call her. You're on the line.
Rick Barco, Dr. Watkins.
Yes, Brother Rick.
What is your theme and subject today?
Male health.
African-American male.
We're dealing specifically with African American. We talk about male health in general because it was a follow-up of Father's Day. All right. And to me, Father's Day means that you need to really put an emphasis on male health. And so that's what we're doing. And what we're suggesting is we looked at a lot of bad statistics. We're asking callers to come in with solutions to the problem. All right. I've identified the problem. Now we need to, how do we solve the problem? All right. That's what I want people to do.
I have only one solution for you. If you're in the big cities, the cities of the East Coast, you've got to go to the health food store to do your shopping. Most of what's sold in the chain supermarkets and the poverty supermarkets is bioengineered vegetables and really badly damaged meat that is unfit for human consumption. You got to go to Whole Foods. You got to go to the other health food stores. Even if you're still consuming meat, you've got to get the best meat there is. And if at all possible, you've got to give up the meat, if at all possible.
And we know that it's possible. So I'm going to add to that. And I appreciate your comments. We not only need to support the Whole Foods, But I remember I used to go on New York Avenue and I don't remember if it was the Black Israelites or who it was, but they had a warehouse and they sold foods, nuts and fruits and various things. We need to support our own when we are doing things to better the health of our community. You know, I appreciate your comment, and you have an outstanding day there in Germany. The number is 202-588-0893. 202-588-0893. Let's go back to our phones. Yes, caller, you're on the line.
Yes, hello, Dr. Watkins, and hello to you, Frank.
Hello.
Hello, hello.
Brother Frank, if you could do me a favor, please, for anyone who doesn't know about your cancer testimony in terms of the question that Dr. Watkins posed to the public, I want to put it to you. The things you had to do to save yourself, save your life, things you had to adopt in order to, overcome your cancer diagnosis. And I'll take your, and it'd be as descriptive as you can be, please, for people who might be listening, need some guidance and help. And I'll take the answer off the phone. Thank you, gentlemen.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much.
Sure. I'll give the quick version. 2013, I was diagnosed with liver cancer with 6 months to live by three different doctors, three different organizations. And so I ended up making end-of-life plans. And then I prayed and told the Lord that I didn't want to die yet. You know, I had a reason to live, and he opened up the door for me. With prayer came answers. I started researching and found out, number one, the treatments that they weren't going to supply me with weren't going to cure my cancer. They had a very low chance of curing my cancer. In fact, no chance. And then I found out that there was naturally that I could cure my cancer. So I decided to go that way. Met Dr. Watkins down the line, a little bit down the line, and started following the protocols. And 11 years later, I'm still here.
Typically, you started juicing initially.
Yeah, juicing. And I threw out the old way of living, all the condiments, the spices that I would, the processed food. I threw that away and started getting whole organic food, and started resting, started praying a lot more, reading the word. I had to change my mind because I found out the big thing is changing your mind.
Yes.
And that's huge. So I constantly had to renew my mind with this good health information, the health information that would make you live, because I found out a lot of the treatments that they have for our diseases are just money makers and their lies.
Frank, in essence, you took charge of your life.
Yeah, exactly.
Took charge of your life.
Yeah.
And you said 11 years later.
11 years later.
You reversed an incurable disease.
Mm-hmm.
And you're still here.
Without the disease. Yep, without the disease.
Without the disease.
Mm-hmm. And I cured a lot more diseases as well.
That's right. Cancer was just one of them.
Yeah.
We're gonna have to bring you on another time and periodically people just need to hear your story. I saw a young man this weekend who was on his deathbed. I said, no, you got to talk to Brother Frank. I'm going to have to bring him, let you talk to him because he needs to hear that even though others, you know, of some of the most powerful institutions around think you don't have a chance to live, they don't have the last word. The number is 202-588-0893, 202-588-0893. How can we change these statistics that's affecting men, in particular Black men in this country? Let's go back to the phone. Yes, caller, you're on the line.
Hi, my name is Kimmy.
Welcome.
Hi. So yeah, I just wanted to say that, like, with the topic, what I see is that, like, well, I feel as though, like, Black men should get back to, like, a natural way of life, necessarily, in the aspect of, like, consuming things that come from nature. I think that could be an implement as to, like, how to better the life and also for the longevity of their lives as well. Like, I think that there's a convenience when it comes to, like, certain Black men, especially those that live by themselves, like, when it comes to fast food and getting things like that. So I think, like, prioritizing, like, detoxes and herbs and fruits to, like, back into the diet and just, I guess, being mindful of what it is that, like, they're consuming necessarily. And that's, like, not only just, like, with foods, but, like, with media and then also, like, within the environment and people that you're around. Yeah, because, like, I think, like, because there are certain Black men that have grown up in, like, I guess, like, areas, environments of violence or the violence of any type of nature. So it's, like, the detox is not only needed physically, but spiritually, emotionally, and mentally as well. So, I don't know. I think it's just, like, prioritizing the well-being of, like, the individual. I think that would help Black men in general.
Thank you.
I really appreciate what you're saying.
Yeah.
Because, we're moving beyond just the physical things. We're also looking at what's affecting the emotions, what's affecting the thinking, the mental aspect. And you know, you notice with Frank, when he talked about when he was sick, the first thing that happened was his emotions was affected because he went home basically to die because these people had said there's nothing can be done. You have at best a 6% chance to live 6 months. All right. That was 11 years ago. All right. And if he had just listened to them, he wouldn't be here. It'd have been the self-fulfilling prophecy. But because he focused first on how he felt emotionally, then he dealt with the intellectual. He started reading. And once he started reading, then he was able to move to the physical. Lord have mercy. Thank you so much, my dear.
Can I ask you how old you are, Kimmy?
I'm 25.
25, man, you've got such wisdom.
Wisdom. We want to thank you so much for your contribution.
Yep.
One second. I also want to say that, so I work at an apothecary in Laurel, Maryland, and we have, like, tinctures and, like, herbal blends that are specifically geared towards, like, men's health, especially, like, prostate health. It's called Ginger's Roots, and we're on Instagram, and also, like, we have a website as well, so if anybody wants to check us out.
All right, thank you so much. Number is 202-588-0893. That's 202-588-0893. Yes, caller, you're on the line.
Yes, sir, am I on?
Yes, you're on.
Dr. Watkins, this is Dean. How are you?
I'm extremely well, Dean.
Listen,
happy belated Father's Day to you, my brother.
Happy Father's Day to you too, sir. Listen, I want to make a quick statement to young Black men about being a father. This entails basically five things: to be worthy to your children, to be a visionary for your children, to be loving, and also to be healthy. Mm. If those things are communicated by practice and by information that you give your children, they will have a much better chance of emulating who you are if you are following all of those steps. You know, I know a young man, you know, that I've known through high school. He's an upright guy. He's had some disappointments, you know, in his life, you know, particularly in sports, because he was a fantastic quarterback, you know, in Washington High School. But now he's at school and he's trying to make his way and having trouble, you know, to make critical decisions to his future as far as changing his major and so forth. So I'm going to call him and tell him basically the same things that I'm telling you guys. You know, if he could.
I want you to go over those five things again, real quick.
To be worthy, to be a visionary, yes, to be a substantial presence in your children's lives, to be loving, and to be healthy. If he starts thinking about those things, he doesn't have any children right now. You know, but if he starts thinking about those things right now, he will be his own best leader by the time that he becomes a father. And if he sustains that, if he sustains those things, that will be passed on to his children, and his children will pass that down to theirs.
Yes, yes, yes. That's so important. And so, you know, and as we make changes, we have to set some standards. Well, you're talking about some standards, my brother, you know?
Exactly.
And it's interesting because I think back on I never really knew my father, but my mother set standards in our house, you know? And then when I became a father, I determined, well, even before I became a father, I determined that I was going to be there for my children. And I was going to set some principles so they could do those things that you're talking about, my brother. And that's very, very important. We need to see ourselves as leaders in the community. All right?
Right.
Each of us, you know, each one teach one. You know, but you can't teach what you don't know, and you can't lead what you don't where you don't go. And so I appreciate what you're saying, my brother. These are things that we can do. We don't need anybody else to show us. We can show ourselves.
Right. Yeah. I just want to say one quick thing. I didn't have a child until I was, I think I might have been about 35 or something like that. The woman that I married and had a child with, she had two boys. And I taught all of them how to tie their shoes, you know. Mm-hmm. And all of them nowadays, oh, wow, they look up to me. And they know who I am. And so they're doing, you know, I can see that they're progressing. You know, to be their own person, to do their own things, basically because I had a good share of being present in their lives from the very early age. Mm-hmm.
Okay, and that's so important. They weren't your biological children, but you took responsibility for them along with other children. When I was working my way through boarding academy, I had a job caddying, and of course I tell people there was no golf courses in the projects, so I had to go long distances to get to where I was working. And this lady came to me, she said, "Theodore, you don't have to do that anymore. You come and stay with us during the week." Her husband was working two jobs, all right? Two jobs. And yet he became a father figure to me. All right.
Yeah.
Set an example of what it means to take care of your family and your community. All right. And they treated me just like I was their son. All right.
Right.
And it's just so important what you're doing by word and example. The number is 202-588-0893. That's 202-588-0893. Let's go back to our phone. Just call her. You're on the line.
I think that's it.
Hung up. All right. All right. If you have any other comments, the number is 202-588-0893. It's 202-588-0893. Frank, Brother Frank, we've gotten some excellent comments. And I was talking to you earlier today, mm-hmm. and you were telling me something that you were doing. Here's 11 years, and you still practicing healthy things. What was that you said?
One of the things that you promote, Doc, is lifestyle change. So that includes sleep patterns, changing what, you know, as the Kimmy suggested, cutting off TV, you know, unhealthy media, be it social media or whatnot. And so one of the things I'm doing is, and I'm doing it in earnest, is sprouting.
Sprouting.
Sprouting. So sprouting is taking healthy seeds like alfalfa seeds, broccoli seeds, salad seeds, you know, kale, and whatnot. And you take those seeds, you soak them for a length of time, and you rinse them, and you let them grow. And I'm doing it in mason jars. So they take 3 to 6 days to mature, and you eat them, you know, eat them raw. And
so, why you want to do that, Brother Frank?
Because they're healthy. I'm controlling the environment, and they're 30 to 50 times more nutritious than the adult plant.
Yes.
To 50 times.
And you have control of it. You know,
yep, I have control of it.
Yes,
exactly.
Yes.
Exactly.
That's powerful.
Yep. And I'm being an example to my family, as Dean mentioned. You want to be the forerunner for your family.
Yes. Yes.
And for other people.
Fantastic. Fantastic. I just wanted to mention that. Number is 202-588-0893. I think we got a couple more callers. Yes, caller, you're on the line.
Hey, can you hear me?
Can hear you well. Thank you.
Oh, man. You know, great show, Dr. Watkins. Man, you do a great job just getting information out to the people, man. I wish you'd come on every day of the week, but, you know, just putting that into the cosmos. Hopefully that can happen one day. I don't know if you got any schedule to do it, but...
all right, go ahead, brother.
Just wanted to have a conversation, you know, since we were talking about fathers, and I just wanted to really put this story out there that a lot of people, it's not covered enough. People kind of touch on it, they talk about it, but oftentimes it's like when the father is not present, you know, kids grew up with their mom, the narrative is always, you know, dad walked away. You know, father didn't want to be responsible. But it, you know, just really doing a lot of study, a lot of research, talking to a lot of men and going to a lot of court cases, not my own, but just sitting on other court cases, you'll quickly realize a lot of black men, I would say I'm going to go and reach as far as most black men that are not present in their children's life got removed and taken away and not actually walked away. So I think if we keep sweeping that narrative under the rug, we're missing what's really going on, so we can move into that phase of, and I like to say, each one teach 100. We're in an age now where we got more access to technology to be able to teach more than just, you know, one child. So just wanted to make those comments and, you know, ask you what
you're talking. I think you make a very, very good point. And one day we're going to have to look at this thing in more depth, you know. The laws that were passed to deliberately chase men from the home, all right? To chase men from the home by putting certain economic barriers there that were not accessible if the man was there. And so a very good point. I don't know why my dad left, because my mother never said anything negative about him. Never. And she lived to be 92, and I never heard her say one negative thing. So I don't know what the issue was, but, you know, the point you made is an excellent point. The number is 202-588-0893, 202-588-0893. Let's go back to our phone. Just call her. You're on the line.
Dr. Watkins, Brother Frank.
Yes.
Greetings. I'm calling to sing your praise. Blood pressure was high. My sugar, hemoglobin A1C was high. And my prostate PSA test was high. But I found a man in this world that cared about me. And that man was you. And he told me, do what I tell you to do, and everything will fall in place.
Praise the Lord.
I am enthusiastically proud to tell you that my PSA is 0.63, and I'm 68 years old. My hemoglobin A1C is 5.4. From 9.4. All of this is attributed to my blood pressure is 132/70, all because of I changed my diet.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Well,
you changed your lifestyle.
Fearfully made. I changed my lifestyle.
Yes.
And I have you to thank for that.
Well, I appreciate the recognition, but you did it.
I was educated by you.
Yes. What we want to do, the last caller said, each one teach 100.
I tell everybody I meet, everyone I encounter.
Yes.
I'm 68 and I don't have an ache or pain in my body. Not one. I ache from my neck to my feet, but when I changed my diet, the pain went away.
Yes.
That's incredible.
And so what we got to let people know is that there is hope.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we can't just look at where we are. We got to look at where we're going. Appreciate it, brother.
Know.
Appreciate it. And I appreciate
I didn't even
your willingness.
Brain fog. that went away. My mind is so much clearer. It processes so much faster now.
Yep.
It was shocking.
It's shocking.
Mm-hmm. It is.
Appreciate you, man. Appreciate you.
Thank you.
Number 202-588. We got to try to get this last caller in. Yes, caller, you're on the line.
Well, okay. Hi. What do I talk now?
Now.
Okay. Hi, good people. This is a great show. Dr. Watkins is doing a great job. And, you know, food is not medicine, as we know, the earth and all of the herbs. You talk about healing and everything and the diet and the herbs.
Cut up your radio real quick.
Oh, and the herbs are, like, really important as well. And he was talking about the sprouting. Thank you all for this great show and this information. So can you sprout arugula seed? I've been, like, doing a small garden, and they say, you know, when they get dry, you can take the seeds off. And where do you get your seeds? You can sprout arugula seed.
Arugula is a little tough because it's a gelatinous plant. So it's a little tough, but I think you can do it along with black seeds and chia seeds. They're a little tough to sprout, but you might be able to do it. I'm not quite sure.
I grew some arugula, and then I'm letting it dry now, and the seeds are coming off. They're, like, really teeny. So I'm just wondering if sprouting.
They're tiny.
Yeah.
We'll have to do a show on sprouting.
Yeah, and we'll try to get somebody more expert than we are to see how to and to be able to answer that question. But you probably can sprout them, but we have to find out how. Well, yeah. We want to thank you. We want to thank all of our callers, Brother Frank. We appreciate all of your tremendous contribution and your testimony. What can be done if we're willing to change. We talked about men's health, but hopefully you're leaving with, yes, things are bad, but they don't have to stay bad. We can make a difference. And in the future, we're going to talk about more ways, more specifically, and we want to put some specific things down, and we want to implement, Brother Frank, mm-hmm. We want to implement those things and make a difference, a measurable difference in our community. Any last words, my brother?
Yes, sir. If you want to contact my doctor, Dr. Theodore Watkins, called 202-388-0992, Tuesdays through Thursdays from 10 to 5. Or you can contact or get on www.twiliving.com, twiliving.com. We want to thank Kalia. This guy's so good at engineering. We want to thank you. We want to thank the WPFW staff, including Mayuki Williams, Katia Stitt, Esther Ivram, and the many programmers, volunteers, and loyal listeners. Thank you, Joni. You know why, for sure. Thank you, Oladari and Maccabee, for your music contributions. Thank you, Dr. Mir Snyder. We couldn't actually do an announcement for your program June the 3rd because we don't know, June the 19th, because we don't know how that's the new rules with the FCC, but go to his website, selfhealing.org, self-healing.org. Stay tuned to WPFW, Jazz and Justice Radio. Next up is African Deep Thought Edition with Brother Kaba. And listen continuously for Revolutionary Radio. Listen in next Monday at 2 p.m. for another life-saving broadcast of To Your Health with Dr. Theodore Watkins and myself. Good evening.
Salamata. Ital and a vegan, we're vegan. I and I eat from the earth, I need the animals to give birth. No deaders, no fur, no feathers. When I tell people I don't eat meat, fish or dairy, then look for me strangely. Then I realize I eat a very wide variety. Listen to Maccabee. Yo, how when me eat, them I wonder when me eat. When me tell him, say me no eat no fish, no meat now. How when me eat, them I wonder when me yum. When me tell him, say that I'm a vegan, man. How when me eat, them I wonder when me eat. When me tell him, say me no eat no fish, no meat now. How when me eat, them I wonder when me yum. When me tell him, say that I'm a vegan. When me no eat no meat, no fish, no cheese, no egg. Nothing with no foot, no eye, no wing, no head. Nothing with no lip, no ears, no tongue, no leg. Prefer fruit and vegetables instead. Be careful, I'll be choosing for...
This is Robin Holden. On Sunday, July 7th, from 4 until 8 p.m., WPFW is presenting a fundraising evening of roots, rock, and reggae at Mango Cafe, 4719 Annapolis Road in Blaytonsburg, Maryland, featuring the Proverbs Reggae Band with Z Lion and special guests Freedom and Saroma Lee L. Proceeds to benefit WPFW. Details, WPFWFM.org.
Very often, Juneteenth is presented as a story of news of the Emancipation Proclamation traveling slowly to the Deep South in Texas, But it was really a story of power traveling slowly and of freedom being seized. On Wednesday, June 19th, WPFW presents Emancipated Spirits, Slavery, Freedom, and Resistance from 5 a.m. until midnight. Through discussions, music, and spoken word, we will interrogate the history of that day, the true meaning of freedom, and the role resistance continues to play in securing liberation. That's Emancipated Spirits, Slavery, Freedom, and Resistance, Wednesday, June 19th, 5 a.m. until midnight, on WPFW, Building a Better World, one broadcast at a time.
Good afternoon. For WPFW Washington and WBAI New York, I'm Darnia Samuels. Here are some headlines for this hour. We've heard of warning labels on food products because of potential allergy risks and warning labels on television programs because of explicit content. But what about warning labels on social media? Well, the United States Surgeon General, Dr. Vivek Murthy, is pushing for that to happen because, as he states, and I quote, social media is associated with significant mental health harms for adolescents. Dr. Murthy said that warning labels would regularly remind parents and adolescents that social media has not been proven safe. Approximately 95% of teenagers between 13 and 17 years old use social media platforms, including Facebook, TikTok, and Instagram. And one poll shows that youth spend more than 4 hours a day on those platforms. In 2022, a study found that the increased use of social media apps, specifically Facebook, at United States colleges has been associated with an increase in depression and anxiety. The R&B music community is mourning the loss of a very beloved vocalist, Angela Bofill. Born in Brooklyn, New York in May 1954, Ms. Bofill sang in her hometown's all-city chorus as a youngster, and in 1976 graduated with a bachelor's degree in music. 2 years later, in 1978, she released her first of 10 career albums and went on to have hits like This Time I'll Be Sweeter, I'm On Your Side, and I Try. While Ms. Bofill was heavily associated with Black artists, she herself was of Puerto Rican and Cuban descent and therefore had the distinction of being one of the first Latina singers to find success in the R&B and jazz markets. In the latter part of her career, between 2006 and 2007, Angela Bofill suffered two strokes and no longer sang, but she fronted the Angela Bofill Experience, which featured her musical friends like Melba Moore and Mesa singing her songs while she narrated. In 2012, Angela Bofill told her story on the TV One docuseries Unsung, and last year, in June 2023, she was inducted into the Women Songwriters Hall of Fame at an award ceremony in Washington, D.C. Angela Bofill is survived by her daughter Shauna, son-in-law Chris, and four grandchildren. She was 70 years old. To your local news, in New York, Governor Kathy Hochul is suggesting a ban on face masks across the state's public transit system due to concerns about people shielding their identities while committing hate crimes against Jews. Hochul said in part, and I quote, "We will not tolerate individuals using masks to evade responsibility for criminal or threatening behavior," end quote. The governor says that a face mask ban will help deter crime on public transit. Mayor Eric Adams voiced his support for this and compared those who wear masks while committing crimes to the Ku Klux Klan. Interestingly, Governor Hochul's face mask ban proposal comes at a time when huge portions of New York are under an air quality alert and the state is seeing its largest COVID-19 spike in recent months. To the D.C. area, Maryland Governor Wes Moore made a historic move today by pardoning more than 175,000 low-level marijuana possession convictions for an estimated 100,000 people. The governor's administration is describing this action as the largest state pardon to date. Last year, recreational cannabis was legalized in Maryland, and the state decriminalized possession of personal use amounts of cannabis. Therefore, Governor Moore's administration said in part, and I quote, "Because the use and possession of cannabis is no longer illegal in the state, Marylanders should not continue to face barriers to housing, employment, or educational opportunities based on convictions for conduct that is no longer illegal, end quote. In today's weather, it's currently about 83 degrees in New York and 89 degrees in D.C. That's all for your headline news this hour.